If you have your Bible, turn this morning, Matthew chapter number 14. Matthew chapter number 14. The Bible says in verse number 15, Matthew 14 and 15, the Bible says, when it was evening, His disciples came to Him saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. And they say unto Him, we have here but five loaves and two fishes. And He said, bring them hither to me. And He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the five loaves and the two fishes and looked up to heaven. He blessed and brake and gave the loaves to His disciples and His disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they didn't eat were about 5,000 men. Now watch this. Beside women and children. I want to preach for a moment this morning. God will be my help on this thought. Passing out hope. Something for everyone. Amen. Passing out hope. Something for everyone. As we look at this here and we see the scripture and the text and the word of God, and we see how the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to our hearts, and He begins here when they start to speak, He begin to speak of the evening. Amen. At the evening time. And now I can see this in my mind as I was reading this and studying this. And I thought about the lateness of the air. You know, there's a lateness in the air in which we live. There's a lateness upon us, amen, for a child of God, realizing that the dispensation of grace in which we live, it's been going for a long time, but God give us signs through Lord Jesus Christ of what to look for and expect at the coming of the Son of Man. And we need to be getting ready because we realize that evening time is upon us, amen. I believe everybody in here could agree that evening time is upon the church. Evening time, a time of lateness, a time of a late hour. Amen. It's upon us. And as we realize that and we think about that, we'd realize how Paul would speak even to the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16. He would say, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Amen. He said we need to redeem that time. That means to buy it back, to take it back, to make use of that we have. The Bible teaches us to redeem that time, but it also tells us why. He said because the deeds are evil. Amen. The days are evil. The deeds are evil. There's evilness in the world. As we look around today, Brother Bill, we see evilness all around us. Amen. And what we need to realize today is there's evil and wickedness that would like to destroy and tear down. And I want to say there's a God of heaven who's looking down and He sees the evening hour. He sees the lateness of the hour and He gives us a blessed hope. And Paul said we just need to redeem the time. Just take back the time that God's given us and we might lift up our voices and praise God. Amen. These last hours that we have, the last days and the moments that we have. Amen. We don't know about tomorrow, but God does. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. I might get weary well doing if I thought I had forever. But I'm glad, praise God, I don't know if I'll have tomorrow. Praise God, I just want to lift up the Lord and praise the name of Jesus today because He's been so good to me. I praise God, He's brought me out of so much. He's helped me so many times. Amen. He's done so much for this old boy, just like He's done for you. Praise God, He's brought you up. He's lifted you up. He's brought you to a mountaintop, as Sis was singing about a while ago, and He's loved on you there, praise God. But when you got down in the valley and you got low, praise God, I'm glad He's been there also. Praise God, that's the time that He snuggled you up in His arms. That's the time He's come to you where you was. Amen, when you're slower than a snail's belly. Amen, didn't know what to do. Praise God, didn't even know how to look up. But I'm glad we can be like that old sinner. Praise God, I'm glad. Like old publican. We just hang our head and say, oh, God, forgive me a sinner. Amen. God, give me some help. Oh, God, I'm not worthy to call upon Your name. But, God, I know, God, that You love me anyway. You care for me. Even in the evening of time, praise God, in the lateness and the lateness of the air, God Almighty still doing that He's done in days of old. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Amen. But we realize the lateness of the hour. Amen. The evening time is upon us. But not only did he say to the evening time, but notice this, he says, disciples came unto him saying, this is a desert place. Amen. Hey, listen, sometimes, I don't know about you, but Brother Joe, sometimes it seems like this is a desert place. It's a place of desolation. Amen. We were destitute. There's nothing around us. Amen. When there's destruction all over the place. People's wanting to tear up and tear down instead of build up and encourage. But I'm glad, praise God, there's a God of heaven. He said, come alongside us and love us. And he'd encourage ourselves. And praise God, he'd allow us to edify and uplift. And we've got to magnify his name. Hey, something good. Hey, listen, there's something turns on inside your soul, praise God, and you get to can't help it, and it feels good. Amen. I like it when we get to praising the Lord, don't you? If we ain't careful, we could get discouraged in this time. We could get downhearted this time. We could give up during this time. But praise God, I won't say there's no quitting a child of God. Amen. Jesus asked the question, well, he said when he comes, who will he found faithful? Amen, praise God. I won't say, Lord Jesus, help me to be. When you come, Lord, realize, help me realize the lateness of the hour. Help me stay in the faith. Praise God, praising God, worshiping God, telling somebody about Jesus. Every opportunity I get, that Jesus Christ must be magnified in their hearts. Well, I tell you what, I look at myself sometimes, I feel so, I'm so discouraged with myself. Amen. Sometimes I get to, I'm just like you. Sometimes I get to going, I forget to look for those opportunities. Amen. Hello? I'm talking about the evening hour, probably about the desert, the desolation of this world. And there's so many people that's caught up in it, the destruction. Amen. But praise God, hey, listen, they need some help. They need some hope. Praise God. And I'm glad there's somebody that's passing out hope, and his name's Jesus. Amen. Praise God, but the destruction is there. The desolation is there. The isolation is there. Have you ever seen a time that we're living in where certain peoples are being isolated out? Amen. The church is trying to be, they're trying to isolate the church out. Amen. They're trying to dissuade the church. They're trying to get us to stay at home. Amen. Hey, this ain't nothing new, man. Friends, the devil's been trying to do this for way over 2,000 years. Amen. Since the church was formed, praise God, the devil's been trying to get us to go home and shut up. Amen. Ever since the very beginning, since Christianity reared its head and people accepted Lord Jesus Christ when the Messiah come and he gave his life for the sins of the world, praise God, for the people of the world. Amen. The devil's been trying to get the church to sit down and shut up. Amen. His tactics ain't going to change. Amen. He knows where he's at. He knows his days are numbered. He knows he's just about to the end of this thing. And the world that we live in, amen, is the same mindset. They want us to be quiet because if we keep passing out hope, amen, glory to God, people will have hope. Amen. They'll begin to rise up and they'll have a glow on their face and a brightness in their eyes and their attitude and they'll begin to praise God again. Amen. You know how to get a great recovery in America? I won't say it's not financial. I want to say, praise God, it's spiritual. Amen. If we're going to be stirred in America, if we're going to be brought back again, praise God, to the greatness that we need to be, amen, it's going to be in the Spirit of the Lord, proclaiming the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The world around us may seem like a desert and a desolate place, a place of destruction, but I'm glad there's a God who said he can make all things well. He can do for us that nobody else can do. He's here today, praise God. He wants to do that. But I see even this, he said, the lateness of the hour. I can see this, the desertedness of the place. And I can see this, that they said, the time is now past. Amen. Listen to me this morning. There's a lot of people in the world today saying, well, church, preacher. He said, I had a fellow tell me why. He said, preacher, you might as well just forget it. It's too late. Amen. I'd like to, hey, look, the devil would like you to believe that. The devil would like for me to believe that. Amen. He said, look, preacher, it's too late. There's people quitting. People's giving up. People's folding up. They're going to hell. People's cashing in. They're throwing up a flag of surrender. Amen. I said, praise God, I don't know who you're talking about, but the children of God are not of those that go back to perdition, but we just keep hallowing the precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, lifting up the name of our Savior all the days of our life, looking for a glorious deliverance. Amen. Amen. If you look back at the Old Testament, you look back at the Old Testament nation of Israel, praise God, they'd get caught up in their worldliness. They'd get caught up in their selfishness. Amen. Hello? Amen. And they'd turn their back on God and go after the flesh. But praise God, God Almighty didn't give up on them, just like He won't give up on you. Amen. Praise God, He'll come to where you are. He'll convict your heart. He'll snuggle you up, and He'll love on you and show you how much He cares for you. Praise God. Because I'm glad, hey, there's no place to quit on a family. Praise God. We need to just keep lifting them up and loving them up. Praise God. That's the way Jesus does us. Amen. And pray God, what would happen? They'd turn to God and they'd say, help us, Father. Amen. Hey, pray God, they say, we'll live, deliver Jacob again. Amen. Praise God, we just need to cry out for deliverance again. Amen. That's what makes a difference. We can't say it's too late. We can't say that time is past. Amen. The time is in the present. It's never too late to worship God. Amen. It's never too late to be reconciled. Praise God. We just have to praise the Lord and lift up His precious name. Amen. One more time. It's not too late, church. The devil will tell us that. You say, preacher, there's just not a whole lot of people getting in, but there's a few. Amen. The Bible said they'd be a remnant, praise God, and stay with God and keep proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, praise the Lord. And that folks would be saved and they'd get in even to the last. Amen. God ain't going to quit. Why should we? But they said, hey, listen, the time, it's too late. That time's past. Amen. There was a time that the Holy Ghost was moving. There was a time when there was Holy Ghost revivals. Amen. Hey, listen, those that's got any age, any years on us, amen, we've been fortunate to be part of some of the some great revivals. Amen. Praise God. But I want to say the most important about the greatest revival that you could have today is revival in your own soul. Amen. Looking unto the Lord Jesus Christ, author and a finisher of your faith, praise God. Realizing if He's the author and He's the finisher, praise God, we're in good standing, praise His holy name. Amen. Nothing to back up from. Just pressing on, praise God. Amen. Realizing what's happened in the past can happen in the present. Praise God. We might give God glory in the future. Amen. One day, a little while, we'll get to stand before Him. What a day that'll be. But until then, I just don't understand what these disciples said here. They said, send the multitude away that they may go into the village and buy themselves victuals. He said, send them away. That's what a whole lot of people today is saying. That's what they'd like to do to the church. They'd like to just send us away. Said, why don't you just go somewhere? Why don't you just go and sit down and be quiet? Why don't you just, amen, I won't say praise God, I ain't going to sit down, I ain't going to be quiet. Amen, praise God, I'm just going to lift up Jesus so much the more as I see the day approaching and say glory to His name. Amen, what a time we're going to have. Amen, I'm enjoying myself pretty good now. Amen. Amen, this old body's feeble, praise God, I'm enjoying myself now. I can't imagine what it's going to be like when I get a glorified body. Amen. Praise God. When I get the air to oxygen in the body, praise God, to go with it, we're just going to shout and praise God and give Him glory forever. But He said, they said, send them away. He said, let them find it for themselves. Amen. That's what a lot of people's days, well, just forget about them. They're going to have to figure it out for themselves. If they go out to figure it out, what are they going to find? Hello? We wait around, we wait and we wait and we say, well, pray God, maybe one day they'll find it. What will they find? Well, I got to thinking about that. What will they find in this world in which we live? Amen. They'll find wickedness and destruction is what they'll find. They'll find a lateness of an hour. They'll find a destruction of a world. They'll find the lust of flesh, praise God. And they'll think it's too late. But I won't say praise God. What they need to find is Lord Jesus Christ. And they'll find that in God's people lifting praise in His name. You know what we need? We need Holy Ghost revival, Brother Bill. Amen. It needs to break it out. It needs to break out in the church. Amen. It needs to break out in you and I. So everybody in these communities around us where we live, that they can hear what's happening up there at Stony Fork Baptist Church. Say, praise God, you ought to go up there. There's something going on up there. There's just a feeling, praise God. It's a feeling. It's surreal. I can't explain it. Amen. They ever get in, they will. They'll say, glory be to God. It's a Holy Ghost of God through the Lord Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father. That's a meeting with the people up on the hill. They're getting tore up. Praise God. They're getting filled up and they're overflowing.
Amen.
Praise God. That's what's going to take to get them in. Amen. Go out in there. Send them away. That's what the devil would like for us to do. The devil would like for us to say, well, don't worry about your family. Maybe they'll get in someday. Someday it may be too late. Amen. Praise God, need to get in today, but the only way they'll get in, praise the Lord, is see Christ in us, that hope of glory. What will they find out there looking for themselves? Amen. They won't find nothing. But praise God, they'll find hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. Praise His name. Amen. Glory to God. Outside of themselves, praise God, they'll be without. Amen. They have to do without. Amen. They'll be an emptiness. They'll be a void. Does that sound familiar? That's where we're living at today. In the world that we live in, there's an emptiness in the void. Amen. And that emptiness can be filled by Lord Jesus. But if it's not, guess what happens? It's filled by the things of the world. And the things of the world can't satisfy you. So they keep looking here and they look in there trying to find something else that'll make them happy, that'll give them joy. I want to say, praise God, this morning, that joy is in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And when you get the joy of the Lord, praise His holy name, you get fill of everything else. Amen. Things start looking up, praise God, for a child of the King. Amen. Lord God, you get to seeing things in a different perspective. You get to realize and praise that there's a soon coming Savior and He's coming for you. Amen. Praise God, He's going to draw you unto Himself. But they said it's too late. Amen. He said, without the Lord, there's an emptiness. But praise God, there's a void. We see that in the life of David. Remember when in the life of David when he sinned against God? When he was supposed to have been out in the battlefield. Now listen to me. He was supposed to have been out in the battlefield. It was the time when the kings went out and they defended their kingdom. Amen. But David, in the cool of the evening, is walking on the housetop when he ought to have been in the battlefield, and he saw Bathsheba and he lusted after her, took her unto himself. Amen. And ended up committing all kind of heinous acts. Amen. And then Nathan had to come to him and said they was a fella and said, you're the man. Amen. Make a long story short. And he pointed his finger at David and he said, God Almighty knows what you do. God Almighty knows what you've done. Amen. Praise God. And David fell, praise God, on his face and he began to cry out to God. The Bible tells us, let me just read that to you. Psalms chapter 51. Psalm chapter 51, the Bible says this, have mercy upon me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Amen. You know why David was crying out to God? Because, amen, he had sinned against God. It created an emptiness. It created a void in him, praise God, where the Holy Ghost of God ought to have been real and thriving, and praise God. But there was a void because of his sinfulness, and he cried out to God for mercy. He cried out to God for tender mercies to forgive him and blot out his transgressions. He said, God, I've missed the mark. How many times have we missed the mark? How many times a day do we miss the mark? He'd go on verse 2, say, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Realize till we confess our sins and forsake them, praise God, we just keep pushing them ahead of us. Hello, are you listening to me? If we keep pushing our sins ahead of us, they keep piling up ahead of us. It's like a wheelbarrow, amen, and one of them one-wheeled ones. Amen. That one wheel, when you got to balance that thing and you get to pushing it, and the more you get on it, the harder it is to push and the harder it is to balance. Amen. David said, listen, I can't stand my sin. I pray God. Listen, what I've already done. Amen. You said he had committed adultery. He had committed murder. Amen. He had deception in his heart. Amen. Praise God. It's a deception against the world. Deception against his people. Deception against his God. And he said, Lord, I can't do this no more. I need some help, God. I need you to cleanse me. Take it away. I need my car to be emptied out. Amen. Church, it's time for us to empty our cart out. If you got to push an old one-wheel wheelbarrow, praise God, it's a whole lot easier to push it empty than it is full. Amen. You go, preacher, I'll give me one of them two-wheel jobs. Amen. You try to get them on a hill and push them. You'll have fun with that. Amen. But I won't say, God, you just empty that thing out. And it'll go where you need it to. Won't have no problem. But he said, my sins is ever before me. And it said against thee, verse 4, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and sin did my mother conceive me. You think we're any better than David? Amen. He said, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. God says, he said, I know you want me to search my heart. And you see, we get our heart right, he'll take care of that outward man. You get your heart right, that outward man will start looking different. Amen. We confess our sin for God. And we've all sinned. The Bible said we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. He said, behold, thou desirest truth in the inner part and the hidden part there. Thou shalt make me to know wisdom. He said, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Amen. Praise God. What we need, Brother Bill, is a good Holy Ghost washing of God. Amen. Amen. Cleansing us from the inside out. Praise God. Making us white in the eyes of God. He said, make me to hear joy and gladness, that my bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew a right spirit. You know, when we're out of the will of God, when we got sin in our life, we don't have a right spirit in us. Amen. A right spirit, praise God, will get us a close right quickly. It'll bring us back to God in a hurry. Amen. Praise God. But he said, renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence and take not away thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. So Paul, what David's saying here, praise God, he said, Lord, I need you to cleanse me. I need you to make me whole. He said, there's an emptiness, there's a void, the relationship between me and God's been broken. I tell you what we need today, church. Every one of us need a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and he begins to make all things well. Amen. That void is filled up with joy unspeakable. Praise God, it comes from the Lord. Amen. But he said, without that, he said, send them away so they can find what? Send them away that they might get what? Amen. They need joy from the Lord. Amen. They need that touch of God upon their lives to help them. Amen. To give them that encouragement, praise God, so they can draw closer day by day. Bless his holy name. Amen. They said to send them away. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Amen. He said, they don't need to go nowhere. They don't need to depart. He said, what they need is a touch of God. And they need some help, amen, from the thrones and the portals of glory. He said, don't send them away. Amen. The Bible says the believers follow Christ. Amen. He said, he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. Amen. I'm talking about the shepherd, the chief shepherd, the master shepherd of our soul. He has a way of getting us our attention and putting us where he'd have us to be so that he might use us for his glory. He has a way of setting us aside, separating us so he can feed us. Amen. He'll take a little group here and he'll feed them what they need. And he'll take a little group here and he'll feed them what they need. He'll give them exactly that that'll nourish their soul. Ain't you glad it's that way? Ain't you glad everything ain't the same everywhere that you go? Because God Almighty's got a different touch, for different people, because he's not a respecter of persons. But he'll feed our soul, praise God. He'll give us that we need. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, took the five loaves and the two fishes. And now I want to say the five loaves, five is a number of grace, and the two fishes, two is a number of a witness. Amen. The Lord said, I take those five loaves and those two little fishes. Praise God. Amen. He said that they might have sufficient. I wonder today if we have that's sufficient for the glory of God. Amen. That we can have something that we might be able to share it with others. Amen. Amen. Take what we got. Hey, have we got enough for ourselves? Hello? That the Holy Ghost of God is real in our hearts. Praise God. We feel His presence down in my soul, down in your soul. Amen. And we get, praise God, filled up, overflowing, then we can run over on somebody else. That's what's important. That's when it gets real. Amen. Praise God. He says, hey, listen, we have enough to share with God. He said, how can you do that, preacher? By submitting ourselves to God. He said, bring them hither to me. He said, bring what you got. Amen. He said, bring what you got to me, and I'll use it, praise God, for my glory. I know what you say. The devil run through here just like a big storm just now and said, hey, listen, you know, you ain't got a whole lot, so you don't have to listen to what he's saying. Amen. Praise God. I want to say this morning, you've got yourself. That's all God's concerned about. You say, preacher, he don't need anything else. He owns it all, praise God. He just wants you to submit yourself to God and put up resistance against the devil, and God Almighty will use you. Amen. I'm talking about passing out hope and that there's something for everybody, praise God. And you can be a distributor this morning. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. As people are being discouraged, people are dissuaded this morning, praise God, I'm glad we can be not a discourager, but an encourager in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lifting up His name, praise God. Say, I don't know what's took place. I don't know what's happening, praise God, but I know God is good. So I know the Lord Jesus Christ is still on my side. Amen. Praise God. Ought to get up every day and just wave to heaven and say, thank you, Jesus, for the day that you give us. Bless His holy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said He'll give us substance. He'll give us all that we need. Amen. Help us to share with others. The Bible says, He said, bring them hither to me. He said, bring what you got. Just submit it to me. And the Bible said He took it and He broke it and He blessed it, looking up to heaven. And then He said He blessed it and broke it and gave the loaves to the disciples and the disciples to the multitude. Amen. Listen, church, if we just take just a little bit that God gives us and take it out into the multitude, praise God, and compel them to come in. I'm talking about passing out hope, something for everybody today. And come from the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and it'll be plenty. Amen. But we're living in a day. The Bible talks about it in Exodus chapter 32:6. He talks about the day when Moses up on the mountain. He's getting direction from God. God's giving him the tables of the Ten Commandments, and they're right. The people are in the valley. They're waiting. They get tired of waiting. And so they get up the next morning. They tell Aaron, said, you need to make us a god. We don't know about this man Moses that you sent to lead us. We don't know what's happening with him. But pray God, we need some help. We need a god. He didn't know that Moses was on the mountain with God. Amen. You know the story. He broke off her earrings. Aaron took them, and the next morning he began to make a molten calf. Amen. And he said, they got up early in the morning. And this is how a lot of people are. He said they come down and they offered up their sacrifices. Amen. They offered up their pledges. And then the Bible says, then they rose up to play. It's like the world today, amen. We come and we'll make pledge, we'll say this and we'll say that, but then we'll rise up to play, amen. Not concerned about God or godliness, praise the Lord. Paul said in Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5, he said, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. He said, from such turn away, amen. He said, what we have a God Almighty that's able to pass out with abundance that's needed the day and hour we live, praise God. And we're playing around with God. We're playing around with His Word and His people and our families and our lives and our friends and our co-workers, praise God. And He said, hey, listen, we have something, praise God, that's valuable that we can pass out today in a liberal fashion because God has been so good and He's blessed us so well. Amen. He said, we can just pass out hope everywhere you go. People say, well, boy, it sure is awful. Sure, yeah, but Jesus. There is a God and He's real. Amen. God knows what's going on. He knows what's taking place. Amen. I thought about this. What if they would have sent them away? 5,000 men. And they just sent them away. Said, you just need to go on. They had not saw the mighty hand of God in their life. I'm afraid today, if we ain't careful, we're just sending people on. Amen. And they're not seeing the mighty hand of God. But the Bible says that they did all eat and were filled. Amen. 5 loaves, 2 fishes. Amen. Praise God. And God Almighty took that and He fed them all till they were full. Amen. But the best part is that He said they was leftovers. Amen. Thank God for leftovers. He said they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. He said, wow, 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus fed 5,000. He fed 5,000 men plus their families. Amen. You figure if every man had a wife, every man had one kid, you're talking about 5 loaves, 2 fishes fed 15,000 people that day. Amen. You say, well, wow, preacher, that's amazing. That's God. And what He did then, He can still do today.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't that right? God hasn't changed. He's still the same yesterday and forever. Amen. He's still passing out hope. I want to say this morning, there's something for everyone. Amen. Nobody was left out. Amen. I believe God put them in those little groups of 50 so He could say, listen, so I want to make sure this group gets fed and this group gets fed. And it reminds me of churches. Little churches like this all over this country. God Almighty's a marching through them today. He said, disciples, said, take just a little bit over here. Amen. Make sure they get filled. Make sure they get full. Take a little bit over here and a little bit up the Stony Fork. Amen. He prayed, and just give it to them in a liberal fashion. Praise God. Amen. Hey, I'm talking about passing out hope in a liberal way. Praise God. So that there's something for everybody at the house of God. Amen. Jesus Christ said, hey, listen, He allowed them to participate that they might see His glory. I'm glad today, church, that the Lord Jesus Christ is allowing us to participate so that we can see, so that you can see His glory. Amen. We're seeing Him working. We're seeing Him loving on us and helping us and drawing us to Himself. We're seeing souls begin to ask questions. We're seeing the lost begin to come for answers. What they're doing, they're just like the multitude. They're coming to Jesus. They're coming to the shepherd, the chief shepherd, the master shepherd. They're coming to the keeper of the soul. And they're saying, what do we need? What have you have for us, Lord? Amen. And God Almighty is passing out hope. He said, hey, listen, don't worry about all that mess, all that noise that's out there. He said, praise God, let me just tell you about hope that we have. And He said, it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The hope we have, passing it out to everybody we see. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me this morning.